this little bird. He came, and there was a lot of seeds around. He looked around and said, oh, there should be a lot of hunters here around. Maybe I should stop myself not doing this, because I know that there is a trick. Here he will say, you know what? If you just take it out, that desire of wanting everything, then you are not hunted. Because you are hunted with what? I want to have a tuna fish. What do? I pick a worm, a little fish, something like that, to have something as bait, right? Okay, if there is a tuna fish, who doesn't eat this stuff? Then what? Nobody could hunt that fellow. Because he gave up that desire, which is the seed of this hunting. The seed of you is your beneficial stuff. When somebody wants to hide you, we'll sit down and we'll look at you and we'll see that. Where are your shortcomings and where are your sentimental problem? And he will promise you that everything will be good over there. You are hunted because you were in love with that silly stuff, which could be the comfort. Then they promise you, you want the comfort? Come here. Then you are hunted. Yes?
I have given you this answer suitable to your understanding. Apprehend and do not avert your face from seeking.
Yeah. I talked about it, and what are you thinking about? Yes, I understood. This is correct, right? Listen, this is not enough that you accept this. You should understand this. Go on and dig further, because this is the savior description for you. This prescription. Really, to save you from you? Do you remember how many times we said, my enemy is me. Your enemy is you. So you should understand yourself. Here, say, I translated it in a... I said it in your language, what it means. Means I said it in general language, just like that. But remember, deep. Why? Yes?
Snap this cord, which is greed and envy. Remember on her neck the cord of palm fibers.
This is where the crow comes in. This is why you should understand about your shortcoming, which is the crow. Let's talk about that crow. Yeah?
The reason why Cahill, on whom be peace, killed the crow, indicating the subjugation of certain blameworthy and pernicious qualities in the disciple.
The funny thing is, we have four birds, means we are talking about four thinking system of yours, which you should get rid of to understand the rest of it, right? So we make up a story. In our story, the killer is Abraham. Why? He is the most famous killer. Remember? He is ready to kill his son. So, he's a good goal. Why did he intend to kill his son? Do you remember? I believe we talked about it. I even advise you to go and read it. Immigration. That's what Abraham is doing. Abraham is changing. Physically, he immigrates. Remember? Do you remember the word? Hajar. His wife's name is immigrant. Yeah. And he should get out of the city he is without looking back. Going somewhere else. This is you. You should come out of this animal existence and transform to another one. And for this transformation, you should be ready to give up everything. You don't need to give it up, but you should be ready to. So he's ready to cut the head of his son. But he doesn't do it. This is a very simple story of transformation, right? Here you see, one of those transformation is killing this birdie, giving up of greed. Yes.
There is no end and completion to this discourse. O friend of God, why didst you kill the crow? Because of the command. What was the wisdom of the command? A small part of the mysteries thereof must be shown. The cawing and noisy cry of that black crow is ever asking for life in this world. Like Iblis, it besought the holy and incomparable God for bodily life till the resurrection.
Why? Next verse.
He said, grant me a respite till the day of retribution. Would that he had said, we repent, O our Lord.
Ah. Okay. Did you notice how simple he started it? Okay, let's talk about this crow. Okay, you fellow Ibrahim, why did you kill him? I said, because it was the order. What is the order? The order was to kill him. No. Explain the secrets to us means listen carefully. This is something that in our story happens there, but now down here, I want to give you some secrets of this. Why he is killing it. First, look at the bird. The birdie is looking for life no matter what. Like the Satan, the Iblis. Look at the Iblis. He did a mistake, right? What was his act after that mistake? He didn't say, please forgive me. And so he said, you know what? Give me a long, long life and look what I will do. Look at me. That fashion stuff, that like the other word we were talking about, the show off, and all of that is in Iblis. Where is Iblis? Here. Iblis is in me. Before me, there was no Iblis. There were all the animals, all the hunters doing everything was going on. Because I could carry the Iblis. Who is Iblis? The most intellectual and knowledgeable fellow in all those angels, right? And that's what I needed, so they gave it to me. Yeah. I'm given a sword. Ha ha ha. It could be positive, it could be negative. The intelligence that we are using could ruin everything, like we are doing. We are fighting each other and we're doing all the bad stuff. And could do the good stuff. This is what it is. Do you remember what was the name of it? Choice. You are given the choice. The animals, they don't have the choice. A cow should be always a cow, and is always a cow, and is doing what the cow should do. Do they have any control? Do they understand the meaning of honesty? No. We do. Rumi said, God created us to bring out the good and evil. Because this is what it is. We are that extended field of existence which has this mind collectively. We are connected to each other. How? not like the animals that they are connected only sexually maybe, or they push the shoulders. We are connected how? I'm connected to Rumi. Yeah? Because we have that understanding. Language, we talk about it. Before talking, somebody looks at you and you're strange. Start talking, that fellow will know everything. Even the little stuff that you are hiding from yourself could come out in your talking. That's what it is. This is why we say our culture started with talking. The first was Kalam. Because this is what it is. In this field, you should remember, those other stuff that we have in our animal life are here. You should kill some of them. Means push them down to be seated when you are doing something better. One of them is this crow. Yeah.
Life without repentance is all agony of spirit. To be absent from God is present death.
What's the use of you learning and understanding your mistakes? To correct it. Not to go on and repeat it and do it again and again. Repentant. Haha. Repentant is something that is not in the animals. No animal will be sorry because I killed someone or I did this or I did that. Repentant is in me because I know I have the choice. It's all the choice. Do you remember it started with standing up, being responsible, because you are given the choice. You understand well goodness of everyone. That's the field that we are talking about. Therefore, you, without all of that, you don't exist really. Yes?
Life and death, both these are sweet with God. Without God, the water of life is fire.
Aha. It's very poetic, right? Okay, lovely. But deep, look at the meaning of it. What is the meaning of this? First of all, life and death. Put them together. Life and death are lovely with hap. Means when I'm connected to hap, to just and justice, life and death, both are fantastic, are good, right? Without that hap, the water works like fire. I remember the water for us is this knowledge, and the fire is the Satan, this intellectual stuff. I say, if you are not in that field, you're not attracted to hap. It's a very simple fight in you between your animal defending itself. What is repentant? When I understand that what I'm doing is no good and I decide not to do it ever again. This is the main step of improvement, because if I don't do that, what's the use? Yes.
Moreover, it was from the effect of the curse that in such a presence he was requesting life. To crave of God anything other than God is the supposition of gain, and it is entire loss.
You should remember this always. As Khuda qid Khuda ra khastan. Begging the God for something except him? It's silly. Because if I'm begging for something, what am I begging for? If I'm a person, I'm begging for my necessities, for my wishes, for my desires. That's the animal one. But if I'm transformed, What am I talking about? I'm selfless. I have no